Thank you very much. I want to thank all my colleagues for hanging in there with us and supporting this bipartisan effort on the Agricultural Reform Food and Jobs Bill. I want to, as I did a little bit earlier, thank Senator Reid for his incredible patience and willingness to give us this time for the Republican leader to join in that effort as well. But I especially want to thank my ranking member, Senator Roberts, for long hours, hard work on this bill to get to this point. It's been truly a partnership with us. And Senator Roberts is my friend and my partner in this effort, and I'm very grateful. You know, I've said all along in this debate that there are 16 million people in this country whose jobs depend on the strength of the American agricultural economy and our food systems. The Agricultural Reform Bill is about standing up for our nation's farmers, our small businesses, our manufacturers, our exporters, and others whose livelihood depends on us getting the policy right. This represents significant reform. It cuts subsidies, it cuts the deficit, it creates jobs. We're ending direct payments and three other subsidy programs that pay farmers regardless of losses or whether or not they're even planting a particular crop. We're putting in place the most significant payment reforms ever. I want to thank Senator Grassley for his tenacity, Senator Johnson for his partnership in that effort as well. We're cutting the federal spending by $23 billion by streamlining and consolidating programs, and therefore we're going to have an opportunity to vote on deficit reduction, $23 billion in deficit reduction, probably the only opportunity to vote on deficit reduction in a bipartisan way on the floor of the Senate in the next number of months. We are eliminating more than 100 authorization and programs and streamlining others, strengthening crop insurance, consolidating conservation programs, innovative energy programs, and we're continuing the critical work around nutrition to give temporary help to families who have fallen on hard times. We're also creating more opportunities for families to buy healthy food, local food systems, and to have the opportunity to put fresh fruits and vegetables in our schools and on our tables. You know, Madam President, agriculture is one of the few parts of our economy where we're running a trade surplus, and that we need to recognize that that's also a job creator. The men and women who work hard from sunrise to sunset to give us the bounty of safe, nutritious food that we put on our tables today, they deserve the certainty of this bill. I urge my colleagues to vote yes on a very important bipartisan effort, and yes for the 16 million men and women who bring us the safest, most affordable, most reliable food system in the world. Thank you, Madam President.
Madam President.
Senator from Kansas.
Madam President, when you go back home, or if you conduct a press conference, or if you have any contact with anybody in this regard about what we're doing here in Washington, the number one question is, why can't you all get along? Why can't you quit pointing fingers of blame? Why can't you end the rhetoric? Why can't you work together? Why can't you get something done? We knew we had something special when we had a farm bill, and the current farm bill was going to expire. You would go back to a farm bill that nobody wanted, or the 49 Act, which is ridiculous, and that we had to move, and that farmers and ranchers and their lenders, everybody concerned with agribusiness, knew that we had to have a farm bill. So we went to work, and we got a 16-5 vote out of committee. It was bipartisan, and we did it in 4.5 hours. That set a record. I don't know of any time where in an ag committee, House or Senate, that it has been moved in 4.5 hours. Now, 2.5 days with 73 amendments, opening it up to everybody, regardless of circumstance, regardless if they voted for the bill or not, that's what we've accomplished. 2.5 days, 73 amendments. It's what can happen when we break the logjam of partisanship and work together to get something done. And a tremendous amount of credit goes to the leadership of the Senator from Michigan. I feel very privileged to have worked with her and to work with her staff They've been like musketeers every night, every morning, meeting. What can we do? How can we fix this? And it's worked. So after 2.5 days and 73 amendments, I thank you all for your patience. If anybody did not get an amendment, I'm terribly sorry. I don't know how I missed you. And so consequently, on that side as well. Let me just say again, $23 billion provided in deficit reduction through reduced mandatory spending. The chairwoman is right. This is probably the only time on the Senate floor that we'll actually have a reduction in federal spending, make our deficit contribution. This is a good bill. Is it the best possible bill? No. It is the best bill possible. And we should move. And we should vote for it. And I urge you to vote for it. Thank you very much. I yield back.
Majority Leader.
Madam President, the Republican leader and I we've spoken privately, and we would be remiss if we didn't say something to the entire Senate about how we feel about this bill and the leadership that was shown by these two fine senators. And also behind the scenes, we know how hard they work to get where we are, but we've had such good staff involvement. These staff people aren't fighting with each other. They have causes they're trying to protect for their members, but they do it in a way that's cordial and been nothing but courtesy shown for weeks. I've managed quite a few bills in my day. This is a difficult, difficult bill to have in the position we have it in now. I hope that our friends in the House see what we've done. We're working together. I know they can. I cannot say enough, although I will try, to applaud and compliment Senator Stabenow and Senator Roberts. They're both my friends, but my view of them has risen appreciably in their legislative methods of getting this done. They have done this on their own. Senator McConnell and I have done what we can, but we've been bystanders to much of this going on. It's been the work of these two fine senators and the cooperation of every member. So I am grateful we're to the point where we are today. 2 o'clock, we're going to be able to finish this bill, and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, not in the morning.
Minority Leader.
Madam President, let me just echo the remarks of my good friend, the Majority Leader. This bill has been handled in a way entirely consistent with the norms and traditions of the Senate. Members have had an opportunity to express themselves in a whole variety of ways, both relevant to the amendment and a few not relevant to the amendment. Senator Stabenow and Senator Roberts have worked together very skillfully. This is one of the finest moments in the Senate in recent times in terms of how you pass a bill. And I think we're all feeling good about the way this has been handled. I think we're moving back in the direction of operating the Senate in a way that we sort of traditionally understood we were going to operate the Senate. I also want to thank my good friend, the Majority Leader, because it's been a good cooperative effort to have a process that respects the traditions of the Senate. This is a very fine day in the recent history of the Senate. Again, my congratulations to the chairman of the committee and the ranking member. They did a fabulous job. I yield the floor.